With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Governor Jared Polis is defending his decision to issue a stay-at-home order during the coronavirus pandemic. During a news conference Friday, he says state health officials told him that if he didn't take aggressive action, COVID-19 could kill as many as 33,000 Coloradans by June 1st.
The aggressive social distancing plus building ICU bed capacity can make it easier to avoid unnecessary deaths, that is, people that die because of lack of medical treatment, ventilators and beds that we have in our state.
Polis wants to add 1,000 more ICU beds by the end of April. He says the stay-at-home order will also allow the state to return to normal sooner. It's in effect through April 11th. The Forest Service is preparing for wildfire season and for how they can prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Amanda Peacher explains.
It's really hard for firefighters to maintain 6 feet of distance between themselves and their crewmates. They drive to wildfires in the same rig, their tents tend to be close together, and for large fires, there's usually a big camp set up where everyone eats together, mess hall style. The Forest Service is already preparing.
And the question's going to be, the trajectory of this virus come fire season and what kind of fire season we're going to have.
That's Professor John Freemuth of Boise State University. Fire seasons are already tending to be longer and more intense because of climate change.
If the virus is still with us, are they going to have enough people? And then how are they going to deal with people in close proximity? And this is an alarming, I think, concern to people in terms of worst case more than anything.
The Forest Service notes that wildland firefighting is critical work that will continue with guidance from the CDC. The agency has already hit the pause on some fire management activities, like prescribed burns. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.